This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour, this is the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is off for a couple of days, so Rich McFadden has graced us with his presence, and hello. We're happy to have him and his thoughts along as we work our way through our thoughts. Now, this is not necessarily because of events that have occurred over the past few days, but the thinking in general that we are... We all, believe it or not, we're trained. It may be the people who are training us don't even know that they're training us, but we're being trained to think as we grow up. We're aware of the thoughts of our parents, people who are close to us. Our environment is what predicates how we think. So I would ask you to sort of waft back into your parental upbringing, the positive comments that came from your parents about whatever you were doing or what was going on, and maybe negative comments, and whether or not you accept them as part of your own ability to deal with all the chatter that is around. I find that, especially in this point in my life, I don't want to associate with people, and it's pretty clear by the direction of the conversations that we have on this program that I just don't want to. I don't want to go there. I don't want persistently negative stuff, even though every once in a while I talk about a movie or do something and Victoria would call me Captain Curmudgeon because I get off. I do. Well, listen, no, I'm asking us to all think about self-limiting when it comes to being critical. I grew up around a man who was criticized by the environment he grew up in. Was not parental because his parents weren't around. He was an orphan. So my father got a lot of stuff from people who had a hard life, a hard time. And their musings were not fun. They were not all in the family kinds of stuff. It was just tough to have enough money to buy food, to take care of all the people that were there and in the house. And it was a tenement building. And there were three families in there, and so their look at the world was clouded by the emptiness that they felt when it came to trying to deal with life's problems. So a lot of them were sick, a lot of them died early, and that kind of stuff. My father sort of brought himself out of it in a way using sports, but that business that he grew up around was something he never forgot. And he pounded it into my sisters and me, and I still remember. He didn't do it because he was trying to be negative or a jerk. He was just doing it because that's what he grew up around. And so what I ask or request is to pay careful attention to what your thinking patterns are, because it's not just you that you're affecting. And if you are surprised by negativity, it is because you're continuing in some way, shape, or form, whether it's through your voluntary thoughts or involuntary thoughts, whatever it is, judgment, non-judgment, any of that stuff. We initiate the discussion or we initiate the thoughts by how we present them. So if you want a healing process to begin, then replace the intimidating, upsetting talk, whether it's self-talk or whether it's stuff that you're sharing with your family, with positive, empowering thoughts. Easy to say, hard to do. I'll be the first one to raise my hand in a non-judgmental way and say, I've been working on this for years and years and years. And it isn't something that happens overnight. But you got to at least recognize the problem. And I think that's what we have going on here. A lot of people don't recognize the problem. Their feelings, their opinions, their judgments. If you were to think, just start your day today, just one day of no judgment. Can you do that? From sunup to sundown, This is sunup on the end of the day. Can you think about what your messages are to yourself and to others? Again, I think about this on the tractor all the time when I'm driving around. People chuckle at me, but I use that as my meditative state. And I find that as I've learned more about my subconscious mind, how what you put in your mind is going to be determining what happens in your life. It really is what you put in. It's like food. You are what you eat. So your mind is also what you're absorbing, what you allow to come into your conscious mind. And the gloominess of this crap that comes from the news media. Now, is that judgmental? Should I not be saying that even about the news media? I'm open to suggestions from the floor here now. I've made my point as far as how you represent what your thoughts are and how that's going to affect the people who are around you. Can you modify or modulate your mood with your thoughts? Absolutely. But do you want to? That's the question. Is it in your interest? You would think that most people would say yes to that question, but I don't know. I mean, I think you look around at the news media and you think to yourself, okay, what's in it for them? As I would say, what's in it for you to be constantly blaming other people for your problems or other problems when it's you? What comes out of it that is good for you in the long run or even in the short run? So, all right, I've made my case, perhaps. Maybe I haven't, but I've said what was on my mind as I'm thinking about this. We go through this exercise in a way 4 or 5 times a year here on this program because these kinds of things that happened this past weekend go on, it seems, you know, with regularity. It doesn't make any difference who the president is, who's in power. Just this stuff's been going on since I was a kid. I remember I was the only one. Well, no, Richie, you were alive. In 1964, how it was, I didn't have any idea there was a problem. I honestly didn't. I was in high school, for God's sakes, and I didn't know that there was the kind of problem in our country that there was, because I was sheltered from it. We didn't get taught those stories. We got taught about the Civil War. We didn't get taught current history or current events. And in 1964, the country was on fire.
Yeah, what's that say for me? That's when I was born.
Yeah.
Right. I don't remember the first time I became aware of, I guess, racial tension. Mm. You know, growing up in the 70s, was it that bad in the 70s? I don't remember it being.
Well, things had calmed down after
it was kind of always there, but
the laws that were passed in the 60s. But the healing that was going on was not. The whole business, again, we go back to leadership. Lyndon Johnson was a horrible person and a horrible president. But there were some good things that came out of that era that were cooperative and he understood. If you ever see, there's 2 or 3 movies, including the one that stars, of Breaking Bad. Great. I think he's becoming one of our great actors, but I now can't remember his name. What's the guy that was in Breaking Bad?
Bryan Cranston?
Bryan Cranston, thank you. Yeah. He portrayed, have you ever, I think that's an HBO show that was on last year about LBJ.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
It was a great portrayal, and I remember paying attention to that era and then later on because I was in high school and college at the time, and I took an interest in these things, and it became what I majored in college, and subsequently has helped me a lot doing radio over the years because I was able, with some degree of credibility, to call upon what I knew to have discussions about what I had hoped then and what I hope now is going to be the outcome of all of this stuff. We finally realize, sooner or later, that we have to transform. And, you know, I was watching, as I fell asleep last night, a PBS special, Deepak Chopra talking about God and how we see God and how whatever the nature is, what do the Native Americans think of the God person? What do Christians think about this God? Whatever your religious background. And then, you know, the universal item, which is basically love. And what's the old Rodney King, Jennifer, why can't we all just
get
along?
Can't we all just get along?
Yeah, right. From a guy who had the hell beat out of him by a bunch of white cops because he was a dummy. But he happened to be a black dummy.
If you want to talk about, I mean, I think we all kind of think through our life to see, okay, when has it been?
But it hasn't changed. Let me just finish my thing.
Yeah.
It hasn't changed enough since then. It's the same stuff that keeps bobbling to the surface.
It's worse now.
But it ebbs and flows. Yeah, I mean, I lived in L.A. during the riots. I remember them. I was, in junior high and high school when we had Rodney King riots and you had Johnny Cochran fanning the flames of racism during the O.J. trial. The 90s were not good for Los Angeles and race relations. No. It was difficult. This, to me, feels worse because it's large spread, it's widespread, it's over the whole country. It's not just about racism anymore, it's about opportunity for people who are already evil, terrible people to get together in a group mentality, whether they're surrounding racism or whether they want to go shoot cops or whatever it is. And that environment that we've now fueled, and I don't know if social media has helped it along or what, or if it's always been there, maybe it's just now I'm aware of it, but it does feel worse than it has before.
It really isn't. Victoria, you're agreeing with a lot of this stuff as we have these conversations, but I'm certainly jumping in is fine if there's something different or important to say.
I don't know what else to say.
It's hard, isn't it? It really is. Yeah. I have to take the role of leadership here because of the nature of the challenger of the organization or whatever it is, but I get stuck as the leader. I get stuck with this challenge. I get stuck with the job, and so I'm just trying to throw out things to get us to see.
Everybody's frustrated with how to handle these kinds of things, but when it breaks down to it, you just can't. I was struck at looking at the video. And when the white supremacist leader was up there, the peace-loving people went and started punching him and beating him. And I'm thinking to myself, how does that help demonstrate peace when you're sitting there knuckleballing a guy in the head? Yeah. And how does that help you get your message across? And so then it just goes back and forth where you have two wrongs. All this
so
anger,
deep.
I know.
Yes, just so deep. All right, food for thought, 1917, whatever it is, past the hour. Time now for Money Calls, 100, whoops, wait a second, let's not give away $100. Let's give away $1,000. The only sweepstakes that keeps giving you chances to win the $1,000 prize is something we are going to give away every week. This starts right here, right now. All you have to do is call 800-282-2333. Let me repeat that number for a $1,000 sweepstake opportunity for you right now. 800-282-2333. Just call 800-282-2333 to enter. When you call, listen for how you can get a bonus entry and double your chances to win the $1,000. Call now. Enter to win. Money call. $1,000 prize. 800-282-2333. That's 800-282-2333.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard. After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code GOODDAY.
All right, so the $1,000 sweepstakes giving that away. We just finished our Works Saw and Drill giveaway. Last winner was Holly Pittman. Holly Pittman, congratulations. You joined Stephen Jay and Dennis Glancy and Kelly Egan. Winners of the Works Saw and Drill Set.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Taylor Swift and Speak Now. So this thing is still a part, an important part of discussion and social media. The story from last week's court case, the district judge there dismissed the lawsuit against Taylor Swift filed by this disc jockey who had to have been, what a doofus this guy had to have been. She accused him of grabbing her butt, and then he sued her for ruining his career. And apparently he did all the things that she suggested that he did. And then I started to think about how that reality and some of the other crazy stuff that seems to now inveigle itself into our lives every single day. The crazy, some of the degree of craziness is different. But is this just the human condition? Are we all just nuts? Is that, I mean, are we all... just,
that's a way to put it. Are we all just crazy?
Are we?
Yeah.
I mean, the amount
sometimes
of attention that went on. This guy, the judge, his name is William Martinez, agreed that the disc jockey, a guy named David Mueller, and his attorney had not provided enough evidence that Swift had set him on a course to get fired. He removed, the judge removed most of the claims against the co-defendants, that is... her mother and the radio guy who advised them and management people and all this other stuff. The jury, however, is still considering one of the claims involving tortious interference with contracts. The case is now... the headline you saw was, DJ throws out case. But so this is the behind the scenes of it, and that's why I'm telling you the story. There is another side to this. Mueller's remaining claim, there's that, and then there's Swift's counterclaim against the disc jockey, assault and battery, for sticking his hands up her skirt. Is that assault and battery? I guess it would be considered assault and battery. It wouldn't be something that I'd want somebody to do, although I don't wear skirts, but, you know.
But you'd look cute if you did.
Yeah, you would. Yeah.
Right. So anyway, Swift testified, three other people testified. So it'll be interesting to see what it is that comes out of this at the end of the day. The bodyguard said that he saw Mueller put his hand behind her, put it under her skirt. He touched her. She jumped. And then he put her skirt down. So in what world does somebody, in some place that's that visible, if you're a perp then I guess you don't have real, you don't have a grasp on reality. Is that what?
He's drunk.
Can you imagine? Yeah, he was drunk. Can you imagine, Jennifer, well, you've had it happen to you. Somebody mm-hmm. stick their arm up your skirt to grab your butt.
Victoria, in Italy, to be fair. Maybe
in
the
Italy,
culture's different, yeah.
Yeah. Right. So, Victoria, have you ever had anybody try to pull that off on you? You're in visible jobs here and there. You're around lots of people and in a celebrity status.
Yeah, there was a drunk guy that I worked with. We were at a company party, and he did the same thing, but I grabbed his hand and almost broke his wrist.
Good.
So
that's the way I handle it. Yeah. Right. All right, next item of musical interest has to do with the Bleachy Beach Boys. The music these guys have come up with over the years. In case you're a fan and you need a reminder of how amazing the Beach Boys' harmonies are, there has been a release audio from their studio sessions in the 60s has now emerged online, making people fall in love with them all over again. The audio features just the isolated vocals from the song Wouldn't It Be Nice Listening. No music. No instrumentation. Listen to the layering of these harmonies and the raw power of their vocals. They have what it takes. They are, nobody's going to, you know, you can't fake it when it comes to them. So that's very cool. Beach Boys, here on the DJB Experience at 28 minutes after the hour.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass fed cows. Try it, and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime
Beyond Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
For those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid? If you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD hearing aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid, and at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report, you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Check two, check three, 34 after the hour. This is the DJV Experience with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Rich Schillen.
Who's here for Kara?
Yeah, yeah, Mr. Schillen.
Mr. Schillen is here.
That's Mr. Schillen.
Right. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out which piece of this story is the accurate piece of the story. Remember when Donald Trump became president and he said to folks at Boeing, I don't know what you guys are trying to pull, but we're not paying $4 billion for a couple of new airplanes. I have two 747s on the line that they are building to replace the current Air Force Ones that have been servicing the presidents for past 30-some-odd years. So, yeah, during the last administration, the review came, and there's a lot of technology that they have. This is the safest plane in the world. It's got all kinds of stuff in it that you wouldn't even believe. So it costs money to build these planes, and they have two planes exactly the same. And the intention is to have four because they're going to keep the old planes somewhat serviceable, but they don't have the technology that they're building into these new planes. So, but Trump says, nah, we're not going to pay $4 billion. You've got to do something better than that. So the president of Boeing talks to Trump and says, oh, we're going to do what we can about getting the price down. Now, all of a sudden, I see a story about something that makes no sense to me. because, in fact, Boeing said the two 747s were being built on its line that would replace Air Force One. Now, there's a story that the Air Force is buying two 747s from the Russians. The deal was confirmed, supposedly, by a spokesperson from the Air Force. They have not talked about the price. A new 747 costs about $400 million. And that is in contrast to other planes, like the new 737s are about $150 million. And you know, you go up from there, the 787 is about $250 million. 777 is about the same price. Anyway, so the costs, the focus on the cost and all the things that the plane has to be outfitted with, they're paling in my trying to understand what is going on here. Trans-Aero was the second largest airline in Russia, went bankrupt a year or so ago, and they sold most of their fleet off to Aeroflot. But Aeroflot didn't want to fly the 747s, so they've been sitting in the desert in Arizona for 2 years. So what am I missing?
California in a storage yard.
Oh, it's California. All right. Arizona,
yeah, Trans-Aero, they never left the United States. They were never used. They never even left the storage yard. So they were purchased technically by this Trans-Aero thing, but they never went anywhere.
Well, what happened to the two planes that were on the assembly line? That were 747s that were being built.
You know what happened to it? Trump said, "I'm not paying that much money for these things. Go find me two beaters out in the desert."
And there they were.
And there you go.
Well,
can you imagine that? You mean the President of the United States walking up to a used plane lot?
Junkyard.
Yeah, like that one and that one over there.
He loves planes, and he has some background in it because he's had his own private planes. He's got a 757 now that the kids use, and he had an old DC-9. And he had a 727, and so he takes responsibility kind of to fit him up himself. The business about Air Force One, they have to put all of this stuff in, all the things that are special to it, the systems and radar and all this other stuff, have to be built into the plane from the ground up. So what is basically going to be gained by buying two 747s that are sitting someplace and have never been used and stripping them apart and putting the stuff in versus putting it in as you build the plane? And this makes no sense to me whatsoever, Victoria. It really doesn't. I don't get it. It's either the two planes that are on the assembly line.
I don't work for the Air Force. I don't know.
But it doesn't. It doesn't jive. There's either two planes.
Apparently, there's supposed to be an announcement this week from the Air Force.
Really?
Here's the thing. We don't know what the condition of these planes are. They could just be a shell with nothing customized yet.
Could be.
They're going to be rebuilt, but maybe it was cheaper to do it this way.
Maybe. But they already, so what do they do with the two 747s they started outfitting on the assembly line in the Boeing plant in Seattle?
They'll be able to sell those. They either become a regular 747 or they get built out for some other government to buy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. All right, anyway.
I'm not losing sleep over this.
Okay. Maybe this is something you'll lose sleep over.
I like it, though. It's the only thing I like about Trump and why I voted for him is to be able to do stuff like this to go, that's ridiculous. I'm not paying that kind of money.
Yeah.
Let's find a way to do it cheaper.
Yeah.
So I feel better.
Can we blend a few other things into it?
Please.
To calm everybody down a little bit. All right. Here's a study released this past weekend on the American workplace. According to the study, a story of which was on the Associated Press, the American workplace, listen, see if this applies to any or all of us here, Jennifer, Victoria, Richie, is the workplace grueling, stressful, and hostile?
Yes.
Can be. It's got its moments.
Today.
Well, I'm talking about our workplace. I'm not talking about the workplace in general. Our workplace. The study of 3,000 workers by the RAND Corporation from Santa Monica. The findings are interesting. Here they are. Nearly one in five workers in America say that they face a hostile or threatening environment at work. In other words, workers, one in five, say that it is disturbingly high, the number of sexual harassment problems they have at work, the bullying that goes on at work. They also feel they have to face customers and endure a disproportionate share of abuse. Nearly 55% say they face unpleasant and potentially hazardous conditions in the workplace. Those conditions are not described, however, whether they're physical, mental, emotional. Nearly three-quarters say they spend at least a fourth of their time on the job in intense or repetitive physical labor. I was surprised at how physically demanding my job was, said Nicole Masters. Thank you. What the hell do you expect? You have a job, you go take the job.
You know what?
You don't like the job, go find another job.
Go find another job.
What are you complaining about? Nearly three-quarters of the people reporting, and 78% in fact, say they are required to be present at the workplace during working hours.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's really grueling.
Can you believe the bunch of nannies, ninnies?
No, we have such a wussification of our society nowadays. Everybody's always offended. Everybody's always oppressed. Everybody's always
work is
abused.
Taxing. That's what work is. I mean, you can have fun at
that's
work.
That's why it's called work and
right.
not yeah. fun.
Well, this is work, but it's fun, isn't it?
Well, in this case, yes. But, I mean, it's, you know,
I'm not trying to...
overall, it's called a job.
Yeah,
and
but it's nice
work.
If you can like your job. I've
of
been
course.
Fortunate for my life. I've liked all
was.
The work I had to do. But you know what? You got to show up to get paid. That's the way it is. So are we creating a culture in the wussification, as Richie puts it, of America, that we have this grim outlook on work and going to work? That's what it is. Good God.
That's why it's not called a party.
Not everything.
Can
about
you imagine?
This.
I'm going to party today.
Yeah. Not everything's bad.
Maybe
the
party was really
good.
Hard today.
Yeah, maybe we feel good if we replaced work with party. I like
that's
that.
True.
Workers enjoy considerable autonomy, so they say. 80% say that they get to solve problems and try to work with their own ideas. 58% said the bosses are supportive. 56% say they have good friends at work. This is a survey of Americans from age 25 to 71 who work. And there was a similar survey conducted in Europe, and the comparisons are very interesting. Working conditions are better here, job satisfaction better here than there. In other words, the Europeans want to work less, get paid more.
They do work less. They
and
take two-hour lunches.
And yeah, right. And they do get paid more. So that's pretty interesting. I think if you look at this, so we all have different venues of working. I happen to be the boss of a couple of different enterprises, and so I feel like I must pay attention. And I don't know whether Richie has longer experience with me than do you, Jennifer, although Jennifer, you've been around for a long time in Victoria. I don't mean this to be a manifestation of what it's like to work in this circumstance, but over the years, through thick and thin, a lot has changed here in the environment that we have for this program. Do you think that's true, Richie?
Absolutely.
A lot has changed? And it's because I grew up, or I listened.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
It didn't take much to set you off years ago.
No. Not at all.
That's and the way you handled it.
Mostly... things. No, you set me off. It didn't take much because
it was
your fault.
Yeah,
that was the problem.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we say that lovingly. It just is very interesting to see how things mature. But what the hell do you expect? If somebody has agreed to pay you X amount of dollars, $1,000 a week, whatever it is, and you don't like what you're doing, go somewhere else and find $1,000 a week. Or make the job better. You are, in part... responsible for...
Make it so that they can't live without you, so that they will kiss your butt on a daily basis.
So you won't be replaced by a robot.
Right. Instead of whining
about,
so that they can't wait for you to leave, make it so that they beg you to come back to work tomorrow.
Right. I don't like my job because it's repetitive. Okay, so we get a robot to do it. See you later. Okay? Huh? Be thankful. But yeah, always aspire to do more. What's the Casey Kasem line?
Could you imagine if you replaced Victoria and me with a robot? How would that work?
Yes, I can imagine what it would sound like if we had two.
We don't. I always used to tell Doug.
What happened with Alexa?
We feed Doug's voice into a computer, and then when Doug passes on, we can keep the show going another 20 years, just spitting it out of a computer.
Right. So I won't just fall over at the microphone. You'll kill that, and you'll just...
When you do, nobody will ever notice. I'll just hit the button, and the robot will take over.
We've got all that. We have all that audio. Bob's got years and years and years of audio of me. And you can just...
See yep.
My voice sounds the same.
Lucky him.
Yeah.
By the way, just to lighten the mood a little bit, I saw Bob posting a few days ago on Facebook with you, who looked like some young stud eating chocolate cookies with him. Is that right?
Yeah, and did you see my comment?
No.
I still have that jacket.
Own.
I still have the jacket.
I did see that, actually.
You did. Where did that get posted? It was a Facebook post, wasn't it? We ought to maybe post it on our Facebook page. Anyway, that's the
story.
Did you
read my comment?
Yes, I did.
What a couple of studs.
Uh-huh. Right. It's 47 past. Another new University of Phoenix survey shows that only 37% of working adults are satisfied with their career path. Here's yet another look, or another listen, more appropriately. Here's another story of working adults and how Americans feel stalled in some aspect of their career.
As the U.S. economy strengthens, Americans are eager to explore how they can take advantage of greater opportunity. Peter Cohen, President, University of Phoenix, explains.
With economic conditions improving and job opportunities opening up, many American workers are thinking about how they can enhance their careers. Only 37% of working adults are very satisfied with their careers, and nearly 2 in 3 Americans anticipate their salary would increase if they achieve the next level of education.
More than half of working adults have already enrolled or plan to enroll in a program to continue their education.
It's encouraging to see that working adults are interested in pursuing continuing education to enhance their career options. Some believe their work schedule makes the pursuit of greater education impossible. At University of Phoenix, we pride ourselves in offering a variety of in-classroom and online learning options to help working adults face this challenge.
For more, visit phoenix.edu.
As long as we're talking about jobs, are you hiring somebody? Hopefully you'll find someone who's not a malcontent, like some of these people we're talking about. Or if you're looking for something new because you don't like what you've got, ZipRecruiter is the place to go. But normally I tell this story from the point of view of the employer looking for a new recruit, looking for a new person, posting a job. And ZipRecruiter is the place where everybody goes these days. One click and it'll get your job request all over the place, hundreds of job sites. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/EJV and use ZipRecruiter's the facilities there, which are fabulous, free the first time. ZipRecruiter.com/EJV. Find out how their powerful technology works to serve you. Find out how you can get a candidate in 24 hours to talk to work over. Find out how you can avoid emails and all the calls and stuff. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
customers, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Lovely theme from Money Frick. Say it again, Dang.
Easy there.
Spit it out. I got an R in there that wasn't supposed to be in there. Good thing I edited. Now, the Money Pit with Tom Kreidler and Leslie Segretti. Tom joins us now with an overview of some of the things that you have asked him to help you with. Let's see if we can get to some answers from some of you that have specific things. Tom is very much the expert here. A former home improvement consultant or home inspector, and then, I guess in a sense now you're a consultant.
I am a consultant, yes, that's right.
All right, so Tom's...
Forensic evaluator.
Forensic evaluator, I like that.
You like that?
Very cool. Tommy being here today, spot on, brought to you by the folks at Speed Queen, who are doing their Love in Their Laundry gift card giveaway yet one more time. People can win, Tommy.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's not just gift cards. They're giving away two sets of Speed Queen top load washer and dryer combos, plus an Amazon gift card. There's over 50 prizes altogether. So 10 people are going to get $200 gift cards, 40 people are going to get $50 gift cards, and two winners are going to get a pair each of the beautiful Speed Queen washer and dryers. And I tell you, these are tough machines. They are meant to stand up for 25 years of normal use. Could be the last set you ever have to buy.
Right. And they're worth, this is an easy $2,000 plus gift basket, if you
Absolutely.
Will.
Absolutely. Yeah, and there's 1 week left, so you got to do it now. So you go to lovinmylaundry.com, lovinmylaundry.com, and enter today. And by the way, you can enter as many times as you wish.
By the way, the reason I had Tom do that is because I have a hard time. It sticks in my craw when I do lovinmylaundry.com because of the grammatical. There it is. But this is for promotional purposes only. Sign up at lovinmylaundry.com.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
All right, man. 7 ballparks in 7 days. Here we go.
I've got my maps.
You don't need them.
Huh?
I got a nav system. See, you could even pinch to zoom. Look at it.
And with available Sync 3 and voice-activated navigation, Ford Fusion has the tech to get you there and back.
Okay, you're holding that map upside down, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I thought Indiana looked strange.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Get 0% APR financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best-selling based on current year 2016 sales. Don't drive while distracted. Use voice-operated systems when possible. Don't use handheld devices while driving. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Heard on hundreds of stations around the country every weekend. Great website, moneypit.com, where you will find answers to questions like this. Here's a first-time home buyer, Tom, going to purchase a home that needs some TLC, especially in the kitchen, asking whether he ought to replace the flooring before or after installing cabinets and that sort of thing.
Hey, that's a great question, you know, because it would seem that it's easiest to do this before the bottom cabinets are in.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you're going to, you know, waste a lot of flooring material if you go right to the wall. And look, if it's, you know, vinyl or something of that inexpensive nature, yeah, go ahead and put it all the way to the wall. But if you're talking about, you know, ceramic tile or something that's more expensive or, you know, engineered flooring, you're just going to be wasting the flooring that goes under the cabinet. So in that case, what you might want to do is sort of sketch out where the cabinets are going to hit on that floor and only floor up to that. Now, I wouldn't, on second thought, probably do this before the cabinets go in because it's easier to wrestle with the cabinets before the flooring or into that more expensive flooring. But if you put the cabinets in first, here's the thing. You've got to floor all the way under where the dishwasher goes, Doug, or at least build it up to the same height. Because if not, that dishwasher will get stuck behind the outer edge of the flooring. And I've actually seen that happen. My sister had a house once that she bought, and when the dishwasher finally went, we discovered that there was ceramic tile floor up to the edge of the dishwasher. So to get the dishwasher out, we had to remove the sink and the countertop and lift it up and out because there was just no other way to get it out.
Really?
New one in.
Yeah.
So, of course it gets expensive, right? You know, you think you're going to replace a dishwasher and you end up having to do a whole countertop.
that's
the sort.
Yeah. Well, but there are a lot of things to think about. The dishwasher, I have lots of dishwashers laying around because we use them to wash the milk equipment in the dairy. And so I go around and just collect them. I still got 4 or 5 of them laying around. And
I use dishwashers to wash the milk in my leftover breakfast glasses and use them to wash the dairy equipment.
There you go. How's that for a deal? Tom Kreidler, check out moneypit.com. He is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape Smoke Hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.